ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो ब्रह्मण्य देवाय। को ब्राह्मण हिताय च जगत्हिताय कृष्णाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। It's a big occasion today. Big festivity. There are several. Hari. Gopashtami Mahotsava ki. Celebration of Gopashtami festival, we have come to the cows here at Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala. and the cows are also on the banks of Jamuna. Now you do not see Jamuna, maybe just 1 mile away from here, but 5,000 years ago, when Gopashtami was celebrated, Jamuna was flowing right here. Kaliyada, you know where Kaliya? So that was part of Jamuna. So this region was on the banks, directly on the banks of Jamuna. So that is where we have assembled today. We welcome you all. We have senior leaders, devotees here. We have juniors, we have everybody. We have ladies and gentlemen. Like residents of Vrindavan, you are Brajabasis now? Yes? Brajabasi, one who does vas, one who resides in Vrindavan, is called Brajabasi. Of course, you are doing your vas, your residence is maybe only for a few days or few months, but some of you are also here to stay forever. Of course, we would all like to stay here forever. Yes? This is the place. But some of us have come, and those who come, they also go. So, and then we'll come, we'll go, come, go, come, go, and one time we'll come and not go. But many have come, and it's a very happy occasion. Hari. When this occasion did take place 5,000 years ago, every single devotee, they were part of this festival. The big event. So Shukadeva Goswami has made a mention of this festival in 10th canto, chapter 15, text number 1. Hari, which is not on the board. I'm sure it is not on the board. It is. There isn't even a board. What to speak of? It's the slope being on the board. So I will read myself for you. Sri Shuka Uvacha Tatascha Pauganda Vayaha Srito Vraje Babu Tustau Pashupala Sammato Gascharayanto Sakhibhihi Samam Padair Vrindavanam Punyamati Vachakrutuhu. Translation and purport by this is not by Srila Prabhupada now. Prabhupada stopped at the chapter 13. I just remembered. This is chapter 15. You knew that, right? Prabhupada translated Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 13th chapter, and he stopped there. He had to stop there during Kartik 77. So this is by his disciples, his followers, this translation and the purport also. Srila Prabhupada ki. I was going to say Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So why not? Shukadeva Goswami said, when Lord Ram and Lord Krishna attained the age Paugand, 6 to 10, age 6 to 10, this is Pauganda age, while living in Vrindavan, the cowherd men allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered the land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting upon it the marks of their lotus feet. And the purport. Lord Krishna wanted to encourage his cowherd boyfriends who had been swallowed by Aghasur and then stolen by Lord Brahma. These are the previous events. Therefore, Lord decided to bring them into the palm tree forest called Talwan, where there were many delicious ripe fruits. Since Lord Krishna's spiritual body had apparently grown slightly in age and strength, The senior men of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, decided to promote Krishna from the task of herding the cows to the status of a regular cowherd boy. He would now take care of the full-grown cows, bulls, and oxen. Out of great affection, Nanda Maharaj had previously considered Krishna too small and immature to take care of full-grown cows and bulls. It is stated in Kartik Mahatmya section of Padma Puran. Shuklashtami Kartiketu Smrata Gopashtami Budhai Taddinat Vasudevo Abhut Gopaha Purvam Tu Vatsapaha. The 8th lunar day of the bright fortnight of month of Kartik is known by authorities as Gopashtami. From that day, Lord Vasudev served as a cowherd, whereas previously he had tended the cows. Word Padai indicates that Lord Krishna blessed the earth by walking on her surface with his lotus feet. Lord over no shoes or other foot gear, but walked barefoot in the forest, giving great anxiety to the girls of Vrindavan, who feared that the soft lotus feet would be injured. Shuka Vacha Ava. Sukadeva Goswami said, well, the first word he has said here is Tataha. Thereafter. In other words, now. But now comes thereafter, now. So he is making reference to events prior to this one, today, the Radhastami. Many things have happened. Well, one thing that has happened, which Shukadeva Goswami must be thinking of, is that Sri Krishna was Taddinat, from that day, means from this day onward, Taddinat Vasudevo Abhut Gopaha. From today, Vasudeva Abhut. Vasudeva became, what did he become? He became Gopaha. He became Gopa. Today he became Gopa. Go, the cow, the pa, the protector. Protector of the cows. Purvam tu Haribol, sleeping souls, Haribol. Time to go herding the cows. Huh? Even Yashoda was interested going with Krishna. And she had woken up much earlier and no more sleeping. How could? When Krishna is ready to go to the forest, could Yashoda be sleeping? No, she is excited and even anxious, wondering whether she could accompany her darling Krishna. So no sleeping. So purvam tu vatsapaha. Purvam, before today, Krishna was Vatsapa. Vatsa is calf, Pa is protector. He was Vatsapa before, and he became Gopa today. Vatsa? Can you say Vatsa? Vatsapal. So before becoming Gopal today, he was Vatsapal. Taddinat Vasudevo Abhut Gopa Tad Purvam, before that, Vatsapa, he was protector of the calf. So he is also, by saying Tataha, thereafter, Sukhdeva Goswami is talking of Krishna as Vatsapa. And of course, when he was Vatsapa, he had killed Vatsasur. You heard the name, one demon was called Vatsasur. Yes, Vatsasur. Why is he called Vatsasur? Because he became Vatsa-like, or he took a form of Vatsa. He became a calf and entered the group of the cows. And he was killed by Krishna. So that event also, Tataha, after that. So Vatsasur was killed in Bhadraban. You know where Bhadraban is? Yeah, you know where Jamuna is? Yeah, you have to know something. Then we could talk of other places in relationship with that one. So on the other bank, other side of the river, is a Bhadraban. So that is where Vatsasur was killed. Then Krishna, as a calf herd boy, he also had killed Bakasur. And he was killed in Khadirban. One of the 12 forests is called Khadirban. You know where town Chata is called? Chata? Between here and Delhi, that's on the way, there's a Chata town, Chata. So not far from that town is a Khadirban. In that Khadirban, Krishna had killed Bakasur. The brother of Putana was killed. Putana was killed, and then Buck. Bakasur, what does Bakasur? He does buck. That is why it's called Bakasur. Buck. Says Bakasur. That's how he gets the name Bakasur. So Putana was killed, sister was killed, Bakasur was, the brother was killed. Then comes the third brother, and he was Aghasur. What a family. Family members. Putana, Bakasur, Aghasur. So when Aghasur was killed, after Aghasur was killed, then Krishna sat on banks of Jamuna and was having nice lunch with his friends. The cows were tied, or they were grazing around, but soon they were no more to be seen. And anyway, I don't want to get into the details. And then Brahma had come and Krishna's all friends and all the cows were stolen by that, what should we call, demon? Brahma, demoniac Brahma. He interrupted Krishna's pastimes. Lord was not happy with Brahma. So that time, as Sukadeva Goswami was talking to King Parikshit, he said, this Aghasur killing took place when Krishna was 5 years old. 5 years old. Kaumaram. He was Kumar. But the news of Krishna killing Aghasur reached residents of Vrindavan. That is, let it reach you now. If you hear, you'll get the news also. Yes? Want to hear what happened? So Sukadeva Goswami said, Aghasur killing, the Brajabasis came to know only 1 year later. And he was going to go on with his narration, and probably he could have come to this chapter, skipping 3 chapters of Bhagavatam. But King Parikshit became very, very curious. What? This is unusual. Normally, that day's pastimes, including killing this demon, that demon, by that evening, that would become talk of the town. Whole Vrindavan would get to know. Coward boys reaching their respective homes in the evening during their dinner or something like that. They would, hey, mommy, come, come. What? Daddy, come here. They would make their parents and the other, and this is Krishna, the other coward boys have their parents, their neighbors, their friends. They would gather them and say, you know, today what happened, tell us what happened. And all those millions and trillions of coward boys in their respective homes, they would narrate the pastimes of that day. This was kind of business as usual, but then King Parikshit was told something that happened when Krishna was 5 years old. All the Brajabasis got to know that only 1 year later. How come? Please tell me, how did this happen? And then Sukadeva Goswami took a breath, deep breath. Because he had to enter into a pastime, remember, contemplate upon, and then narrate that pastime. Very confidential pastime. Very intimate pastime of this Brahma stealing Krishna's friends and all the cows. And then what transpired during that year also. How Krishna became all the friends, how Krishna became all the cows. And that way how Krishna fulfilled the desire of many, including the cows. Let's get back to the topic cow. I think we are supposed to be talking about cows. Cows were very, very happy during that 1 year period. Because they used to think, previously they used to think, someone comes and we are milked. And later on, Krishna drinks that milk. But would that be, when would that day come? Oh, when would that day come that Krishna would personally come to Goshala? Not with a bucket to milk our cows, our milk into the bucket, but he would directly drink our milk from our udders. Oh, would that ever happen? The cow's affection for Krishna, cow's mellow for towards Krishna is that of Vatsalya Ras. The mellow between Yashoda and Krishna, the ras, the mellow, the juice, the experience between Krishna and Yashoda, same between cow and Krishna. Vatsalya Ras. Again, let's get that word right. Vatsalya Ras, right? One of the rasas, one of the mellows, one of the vanavi is called Vatsalya Ras. Why is it called Vatsalya? This comes again from the Vatsa. Vatsa means calf. The relationship between, the mellow between, the feelings between the cow and the calf. Cow and the calf. What happened? Someone is right behind me. And my rasa changes. Boy, or... let me remain transcendental. So the same ras between Krishna or between cow and Krishna, Vatsalya Ras. So cows were wondering, praying, would that ever happen, dreaming. So that happened, that finally transpired during this 1 year period when all the cows were stolen. Calf, huh? This word is a little difficult to say and understand. One is cows. Those who are not Englishmen or American, they struggle, and I do also. So all the cows were not around, but all the cows were Krishna. So for 1 year, Krishna was in the form of the calf, was going and drinking the milk directly from the cow's udders. Krishna was happy, and the cows were also happy. Go Mata Ki! All the cows were very jolly, very jubilant. And other parties also were very happy. We'll not talk about that. Well, the ladies, elderly ladies also wanted Krishna like son, but there's no one else like Krishna, so could Krishna be our son? So for 1 year, all the children in Vrindavan, they were Krishna. So Guru Yashoda is very, very fortunate. It is said, Sukhdev Goswami has said, Yashoda cha mahabhaga papo yasya stanam harihi. Yashoda cha mahabhaga Oh, how fortunate is that Yashoda, Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. What is so great or great fortune of Yashoda? Papau. He drinks. Papau. Stanam. Harihi. He is in the right, in the lap of Yashoda. And that Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what does he do? He's sucking the breast milk of Yashoda. Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. So, for 1 year, all the ladies, all the elderly ladies became Bhagyavan. Not only Yashoda cha Mahabhaga, not only Yashoda was fortunate, but for 1 year, all the elderly ladies were greatly fortunate. Krishna was directly, papau, yashaha, stanam harihi. Krishna was drinking the breast milk. So that is tatascha. Tatascha refers to that. And so that pastime, these were when Krishna was 5 years old, and now 5 years completed, Pauganda Vayaha. Vaya means the age. Pauganda Vayaha. He has attained the Pauganda age. Pauganda Vaya Sritao. They are endowed. Huh? They are two boys. Sritao, Braje. In Vrindavan, they have grown up in age and size and the competence also. Pashupala Sammato. So, Pashupal, those cowherd men, elderly cowherd men, Upananda. Nanda Maharaj has also, Harihari, his brothers, Nanda and Abhinanda and Upananda and Nandan and Nandan, Nandanan, Nandan. There are five brothers and so many other elderly coward men. They are Ishta Gosti, and it was proposed and it was resolved. The proposal was, Krishna is 6 years old. Pauganda Vayaha Sritaha. So all in favor of Krishna herding the cows from today onwards, please raise your hands. Not in favor? Some of you are sleeping, that's why. Sleeping continues to be continued. So today he attained this promotion. He was a calf herd boy. He was calf herd boy. He became cow herd boy. From calf herd to cow herd. From Vatsapal to Gopal. Vatsapal ke? Gopal ke? We do not so much remember and say this Vatsapal part. We say Gopal, but he also was Vatsapal before he was promoted as Gopal. So that day was Padma Puran, Kartik Mahatmya says, that day was Shukla Ashtami. Shukla Ashtami. Kartikeetu. Month of Kartik. This is month of Kartik. And Shukla, this is a bright fortnight. Ashtami, the eighth day of bright fortnight. the buddhai, those who are wise, those who are intelligent, they call this Shuklashtami, Kartik Shuklashtami, as Gopashtami. Shuklashtami of Kartik is called Gopashtami, because on this Ashtami, on this bright 8th day of this fortnight, Krishna became Gopal, Vasudevo Abhut Gopaha. He became Gopal today. And in a coward man, those who had resolved that Krishna could and should become cowherd boy, they were compelled to do so also, because the cows were not ready to go to the forest without Krishna. We want Krishna. We want. Cows were saying this. We want. We want. You don't want? We want. And not only they were saying, but they were acting that way. When the coward men were trying to bring them to the forest, steer them away from Nandagram or from their respective homes and cow sheds, the cows would make U-turn and station themselves in front of Nanda Bhavan and would all say together, "We want, we want, we will not go without Krishna. We are ready for hunger strike. We'll just sit here. If he doesn't go with us, we will not go to the forest." And this had been happening for some time now. So coward men also were compelled. They had no choice but to let Krishna go with the cows. So it was a big occasion. Whole Nandagram was there were decorations everywhere, rangoli everywhere, and chanting of the mantras and shehnai, you know, shehnai, auspicious chants were there for invocation mantras being chanted for protection of Sri Krishna. All the cows were decorated. You saw some cows, decorated cows? But they also had some plastic flowers. the way cows were decorated on this day, 5,000 years ago, the cows of Vrindavan, the way they were, they were gold-plated horns. Now, there were some jewels were right there on their foreheads, jewels were hanging. In their tails, there are some peacock feathers and bunches of pearls. On their backs, there are some with the silk cloth, the embroidered silk cloth, decorated with some little mirrors also stuck here and there. Canopies on both sides of that cloth hanging from their backs. Nice bells around their necks, of different kinds of bells, different kinds of bells. And different marks on the backs with the hand prints all over their bodies. And whatnot. This is just a little sampling. Anyway, when we were little boys. I was also coward boy when I was boy. I was coward boy. Also buffalo herd boy. Not only cows, but in the village we had buffaloes and the bulls. So there's a one occasion in Maharashtra, we also decorated our bulls. We would take them to the lake and wash them, scrub their bodies, and spend good amount of time cleaning. Then would paint their horns, tie different ribbons to the horns, on the back different decorations. And their horns would stick lemon, and a lemon would stick incense sticks. And then we would take our bulls on a procession in the village. Big competition. Whose bulls? Huh? Most beautiful, most decorated. Also special bells and... So, Hari Hari. So different, the cows are also of different colors. They're naturally beautiful. Cows are very, very beautiful. Yes? This morning, not only beautiful, but cool. Cows are cool. Coolest animal is the cow. The bulls are not cool. The cows are cool. And the cows are cute. So beautiful. Could they be more beautiful than you are? I am? They are. They are much more beautiful than we all are. So beautiful. Hari Hari, Hari. And then some cows are, there's a description we find in Hari Hari, Garga Samhita, and here and there. They're the, mainly the cows are of four different colors, they say. Some cows are black. Some cows are then white. Some cows are yellow. And some cows are what? We said, yeah, there's one more color. And under each category there are, says 25 different categories. Those who are white, they're called Dhavali. Those the yellow category are called Pivali. Those who are black category are called Shamali. Red is the fourth one. And the red category are called Aruni or something. Aruni. So there's a variety of cows. The way they are decorated, they also look different, but also naturally they have different colors, different sizes, different temperament also. There's a talk that some cows are Nitya Siddha. When Krishna comes down to this Braj to do his manifest Leela, Prakat Leela, not only comes with the parents and the coward boys and the coward girls, he also brings cows, the eternal cows from his own abode. They also descend. They are Nitya Siddha. The cows are Nitya Siddha. The cows are Sadhan Siddha also. And they become Siddha by performing sadhana. That is one category. And the Nitya Siddha cows are also there. So Krishna comes with Nitya Siddha cows and performs the cow herding pastimes here in Vrindavan. Some cows, well, varieties of different kinds of horns they have. Some short horns, just little horns sticking out of their bodies. Some have long horns. Some horns are like this, horizontal. This is horizontal. Some are vertical. Some horns are like this, make round. Very wonderful, photogenic. You could go with your mobile phones or your phones or with your cameras, and each one is very beautiful. Wonderful cows to look at and, of course, to deal with. And so Krishna goes all over the forest. Whole forest is for the cows, in fact. And also for other pastimes, Rasa Leela pastimes and the cow herding pastimes, all these 12 forests. On that Diwali day, you know Diwali, there was a Diwali day during Krishna's times. Up until Diwali day, they were staying in Gokul. But on Diwali, there was another Ishtagosti, and another resolution was passed by the residents of Vrindavan. And that resolution was, we had to get out of here. We had to leave Gokul. Lots of terrorism, lots of attacks. We had to leave. And they had left. And so while Upananda had proposed that we migrate, we leave this place, one of the reasons why we should be leaving this place and go elsewhere was, and we should go to Vrindavan. This was proposed of Upananda. And why go to Vrindavan? There's lots of green grass there. For our cows, lots of grass. Green, fresh grass. Vrindavan then will be also closer to Govardhan. Govardhan. Again, just see Govardhan, as I say, Govardhan. That hill is named after the cows. Govardhan, 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 Govardhan. Go means cows, and Vardhan means what? The hill that makes the cows hale and hearty. The hill that nourishes the cows. Hill that provides the nourishment for the cows. That hill is Govardhan. Manam tanoti, even gopis had said that. Manam tanoti, go ganayor tayor yat. You know, this hill, Govardhan, he honors go as cows, go gana, that's cowherd boys, cowherd men. This Govardhan, he honors cows. And his honoring of the cows is not just lip service. Welcome, 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 welcome. At least with the mouth. Welcome. So not just lip service. Not just he says something in honor. Thank you for coming. But the gopis said, this Govardhan provides paniya suyavasa kandara kanda mulai. This Govardhan provides pani, lots of water for the cows. Fresh water. Lakes of waters everywhere. Oh, there are also waterfalls and the cows can drink water. And su yavas. Yavas means grass. But not just ordinary grass. Su yavasa. Adjective has been used. Su yavasa. Very special grass this Govardhan provides for the cows. Go dugdha vardhana. Ghasa, grass. The kind of grass that Govardhan provides increases their milk produce. If you are dealing with the cows, if you know cows or animals or cows or buffaloes, the villagers know, the cowherd men, they know. And there's some fodder, some grass. When the cows eat, consume, digest and make that into juice, rus and eventually milk, some grass produces more milk when cows eat them. Yes? Some ladies nodding, yes? You just heard this or you knew this from before and you knew? So it's not just me, okay? And of course acharyas are saying this also. Suyavasa paniya suyavasa kandara kandamule. Govardhan ke? So that Govardhan. Bhakti Vardhan, Govardhan. Vardhan. Anandam mudhi vardhanam. I'm sure you are familiar with this word, Vardhan. Vardhan means to expand, to increase, to nourish, to flourish. This is Vardhan. So that Govardhan. Or go with that hill is also named after the cows. And there's a reason why is it so. Krishna's Gokul, Krishna jinka naam hai, or Gokula jinka dham hai. Aise Sri Bhagavan ko mere barambar pranam hai. We offer our obeisances unto that Krishna who resides where? Where does he reside? Gokul. His name is Krishna and his residence is Gokul. His residence, his hometown is named after cows, Gokul. And his abode, Goloka Namni Nijadhamni. Goloka Namni Nijadhamni. His Nijadham, his own abode is also named after cows. Golok, Goku, then Govardhan, and what? Gopa, Gopi, origin in cows, all connect, cow connections, you could say. Protector of the cows, gentlemen, and their wives, gopis. Like a cow-centered culture. Land and the cows. Prabhupada said that. Land and the cows. This is all that you need. Land and the cows at the center. And everything is then taken care of once you have land and the cows. So Krishna, what does Krishna do? I mean, everything else he does is just a play. But he does one job. Everything else is a play. But he has only one job. What is his job? Take care of the cows. लूट लूट दधिमाखन खायो ग्वाल बाल संग धेनु चरायो. ग्वाल बाल संग, when the cowherd boys is herding the cows all day is out. Every day, no Sunday, holiday. Every day, 365 days, he is a cowherd, he is herding cows. Dutifully, beautifully, wonderfully, enjoys his gocharan leela, serving cows, entertaining cows also. The cows are, their bellies are full, eating and eating and eating, their bellies are full. Then what do the cows do? What do the animals do? They sit down a lot of times. And sitting down, what do? They chew the curd. You've seen them? Because they kind of eat twice. They gobble up for first time, and then they sit down, bring the food portion at a time back to the mouth, and they chew that thoroughly well, make that into juice, and that is digested and they are nourished with the second time eating. So anyway, well, while the cows are sitting and eating, they are having their lunch, Krishna climbs up a tree, and what does he do? Plays his flute. So while they are eating, there is also music. The music is going on. Nice to have nice music in the background while you are eating. So cows are eating, and then Krishna takes his flute. Bama bahu yata bama kapolo. Gopis also remember. As Krishna is playing his flute, gopyaha yatra irayati gopyaha. Gopya irayati yatra mukundaha. Gopis are remembering. Krishna is next to the cows and he is playing his flute. While playing his flute, what does Krishna do? Bama bahu yata bama kapola. Bama bahu, this left shoulder. Krishna brings his left cheek closer, bending his head closer to the, as close as possible, to the bama bahu yata bama kapola. Then what does he do? Valgita bhru. His eyebrows begin dancing. They begin dancing. Arpita venu, adhararpita venu. Then he holds adhar, lower lips. He holds his flute supported by the lips. And komal, komal angulibhi. With his tender fingers. Asrita, chidram, yeah, those holes, his fingers are running back and forth. And with this sweet sound, there is no sound sweet as flute playing of Krishna, you know that. One of the four madhuryas of Krishna, one of them is Venu Madhurya, Venu. Venu is flute. There's also Renu, as I remember. Venu is flute. Renu, what is Renu? The Raj. The dust of Krishna's feet is Renu. And there's also Dhenu. What is Dhenu? The cow. Krishna is known for his Venu. Then Renu, the dust of his feet. And the cows next to him called Dhenu is Venu, Dhenu, Renu. So when Krishna plays his Venu, then all the cows are they sit and they enjoy the hearing Krishna's flute playing. And sometimes then gopis also have said in the their gopi, not gopi geet, but Venu geet, that when Krishna plays his flute, immediately their ears are hanging down. As soon as there's a flute playing, what do? They are like this, as soon as flute playing. And they keep holding that way because Krishna's flute playing, they are filling up their those cones, those ears, and drinking. They fill up and drink. They fill up and they drink. Acharyas say they do not hold their ears down like this, otherwise they'll get emptied. All nectar will fall down. That's why they keep holding this way. They fill up the nectar of Krishna's flute in the ears, and they keep drinking and keep drinking and keep drinking. And if they are eating grass or something, as soon as they hear Krishna's flute playing, that could also stop. Everything stops. They're stunned. They become motionless. The calf also, on drinking the calf, on drinking milk of the mother cow, as soon as flute playing, immediately stops. Nothing moves. They're stunned. So Krishna loves cows. And how does he express his love? By serving the cows. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. We offer that our obeisance. There's another thing. Govinda. There's another famous name of Krishna is Govinda. This is also named after a cow. Govinda. Yeah? Time has come. Time comes. That idea's time has come. That prasadam idea. Thank you for Sanak Sanatan Prabhu, the coward, not boy anymore, coward man, taking care of Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala's cows. Thank you. And on behalf of Krishna Balaram Temple management, he's heading up. I think you are the one, right? You are the one for many, many years now. Cows are happy, right? They're happy or hungry? or angry, could be. So he has a whole team. How many cows we have?
Around 400.
400 cows, key. Yeah, and maybe in a minute you could tell us something about cows or cow protection you do or what we could do or... Yeah, so on this event, our Gopastami festival today, this morning, also was sponsored, organized by our Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala team. Are we going to get some milk or yogurt or butter or something, something? Khichdi. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada, I remember it, just in 1972, we stayed at Krishna, rather Damodar temple. Prabhupada also stayed there. We stayed somewhere else. But Prabhupada used to send us to our Krishna Balaram land. The construction site, construction was about to begin. And my connection, our relationship with this land goes back. 1972. We used to come with a kirtan party from Radha Damodar, going here, there, zigzag, and Madan Mohan temple. And we used to walk through doing kirtan and then towards our Krishna Balaram. That time this was not ISKCON property, but I remember we performed kirtan, walked through here, and we're kind of preparing this place for future Goshala. Thank you. Prabhupada ki.